All right, strap in, everyone. We're going deep into MedTech today.
MedTech?
Yeah, the company behind those life-saving infusion pumps.
Oh, right, right.
But get this, we're not just talking circuits and algorithms.
Okay, so what's on the table?
Think internal memos, personal journals, even a surprise helicopter ride.
Sounds intriguing. What's the angle here?
We're uncovering how a team of software developers stumbled upon something way bigger than themselves while building Denali, MedTech's next big thing.
Denali, that's their new infusion pump, right?
You got it. But this deep dive reveals that it's way more than just a product launch. It's a story about purpose and how even in the world of software, the human element can be the most powerful force of all.
I see. So we're looking at the human side of software development. That's interesting.
Exactly. And it all kicks off with this crazy all-hands meeting. Picture this. Rumors are swirling. Folks are freaking out about layoffs. Maybe even a company buyout.
Oh, that tense atmosphere. I've been there. It's unsettling.
Totally. And Marco, our main software manager, he's trying to keep his team focused, you know, heads down, coding away.
But even he's getting swept up in the frenzy, I bet.
Oh, absolutely. And then, bam, a helicopter touches down right there in the MedTech parking lot.
Talk about a dramatic entrance.
No kidding. Everyone's like, okay, this is it. Someone big is here to drop the bomb.
I can imagine the suspense.
But here's the twist. It's not some corporate hotshot. Out steps Robert Fisher. Just a regular guy. A father.
A father. Okay, I'm intrigued.
And he proceeds to share this incredibly moving story about his daughter, Sophie. A terrible accident. A long, tough recovery.
This is where the personal meets the corporate, huh?
You got it. And right at the heart of it all is MedTech's Rainier infusion pump.
No way. The very device they made. Wait, so his daughter?
It literally helped save Sophie's life. Talk about a reality check.
Wow. That's a powerful connection between the tech and the human impact.
Right. Suddenly, it's not just about algorithms and deadlines anymore. It's personal. It's about purpose.
I bet that shifted the energy in the room. Did it affect Marco?
Oh, big time. We'll get into that more later. But you can feel this ripple effect throughout the company. Like, this isn't just corporate jargon now. It's real. It's about lives being saved.
That makes sense. Fisher's story becomes a new narrative for MedTech.
Exactly. It's not just business anymore. It's about something much bigger.
So how does this newfound purpose play out for Marco and his team?
Well, that's where things get even more interesting. He has this conversation with his friend Sam, and they start unpacking this whole purpose thing.
Okay, I'm listening. What does Sam bring to the table?
Sam's insightful, you know. He sees this whole event as a golden opportunity for Marco and his team, especially with Denali on the horizon.
I see. Sam recognizes the potential impact on the team, especially on a project as significant as Denali.
Right. And he drops this gem. Never let a good outcome go to waste.
That's good advice. So what's Sam suggesting Marco actually do?
Well, it's about finding that balance between pushing for results and nurturing the team, making sure they don't burn out, finding that stable team capacity, as he puts it.
Right. Sustainability is key, especially when you're dealing with a team working on a life-saving device. They need to be at their best.
Exactly. But there's this other layer to it all, too. There's a hint that Sam might be dealing with some health issues. It's subtle, but it adds this, like, urgency to their conversation.
Ah, so there's more to their relationship than meets the eye. It sounds like there are some underlying personal stakes here, too.
It definitely adds a layer of complexity, like, okay, what's next?
Hooked.
And that's where we'll pick things up in the next part of our deep dive. All right, so we're back at MedTech. That whole all-hands meeting, the helicopter, Robert Fisher story, it's really shaking things up.
It's amazing how one guy's personal experience can have such a ripple effect, you know? Like, suddenly everyone's thinking about the bigger picture.
Right. It's not just about pushing code anymore.
Exactly. And Marco, our software manager, he's right in the thick of it, trying to figure out how to channel this newfound sense of purpose, especially with Denali on the horizon.
Because Denali, their new infusion pump, that's a big deal. Potentially even more life-saving than the Rainier.
Absolutely. And that's where Sam's advice comes in, right? Never let a good outcome go to waste.
Yeah, he's really pushing Marco to think about how to make the most of this moment.
But how do you translate something as abstract as purpose into tangible actions for a software development team?
That's the million-dollar question. You can't just force people to feel inspired.
No, it's got to be more organic than that. And I think what we see happening is that Marco starts looking for ways to connect his team to the human impact of their work.
So less theory, more real-world application.
Exactly. Remember all that anxiety surrounding the all-hands meeting? the fears about layoffs and acquisitions.
Yeah, people were feeling pretty uncertain about the future.
And I think that stemmed from a lack of control, a sense of disconnect from the bigger picture.
Like they were just cogs in a machine, not really understanding how their work fit into the grand scheme of things.
Right. But Fisher's story kind of flipped that script, didn't it? By sharing his personal experience, he gave everyone at MedTech, even the developers, a sense of ownership. Like, hey, we're part of something bigger than ourselves.
So it's not just about feeling good. It's about feeling connected, about seeing how your work contributes to something meaningful.
Exactly. And that sense of belonging, of shared purpose, it can be incredibly powerful.
And that's the transformation Marco is hoping to spark within his team, right?
It seems that way. Yeah. He wants them to approach Denali with that same sense of ownership, that same drive to make a difference.
But it's not just about purpose, is it? Sam also stressed the importance of stable team capacity, making sure they don't burn out in the process.
Right. You can't just keep piling on the work and expect people to stay motivated. There needs to be a balance.
Like pushing for excellence, but not at the expense of the team's well-being.
Exactly. And that's where leadership gets tricky. It's not just about inspiring people. It's about creating a sustainable environment where they can thrive.
So less rah-rah speeches, more practical support, and reasonable expectations.
Pretty much. And we see Marco starting to put these ideas into practice. He pushes back against unrealistic deadlines. He encourages his team to take breaks. He fosters a culture of open communication.
All those little things that can make a big difference in the long run.
Absolutely. He's creating an environment where purpose can flourish without sacrificing sustainability.
So he's not just riding the wave of inspiration. He's building a solid foundation that can support that inspiration over time.
Precisely. It's like he's realizing that leadership is about more than just setting a direction. It's about creating the conditions for success.
And it seems like he's on the right track. But there's still that lingering question about Sam's health. That comment, "I won't always be here," it adds a layer of urgency to everything.
Yeah, it's like a ticking clock in the background.
And as we head into the final part of our deep dive, we'll see how that plays out. All right, final stretch here. It seems like Marco's found his groove. He's taking all this talk about purpose and turning it into action.
He's really stepped up as a leader, hasn't he? It's like he's found this new level of intentionality.
Yeah, but it's not just him, right? The whole team seems to have bought into this new way of working.
It's like they've all tapped into this shared energy, this drive to create something truly meaningful with Denali.
So what's the secret sauce? How's he actually making this happen?
Well, one thing he does is he brings the team closer to the end user. Like he actually arranges for them to visit a hospital and see how the Rainier infusion pump is being used in real life.
Whoa, really? That's got to be powerful.
It is. They get to meet the patients, talk to the nurses, see firsthand how this device they're building is actually making a difference.
I bet that puts things into perspective. Suddenly, it's not just about lines of code anymore.
Exactly. It becomes real, you know? It's like, wow, our work actually impacts people's lives.
And that's got to be a huge motivator.
Oh, absolutely. And Marco doesn't stop there. He starts incorporating patient stories into their design reviews.
Linear.
So instead of just focusing on technical specs, they start each meeting by reading a real-life account of someone who's been helped by a med tech infusion pump.
That's a brilliant idea. It keeps the human element front and center.
Exactly. It reminds everyone why they're doing what they're doing.
And I bet it helps them make better design decisions, too.
Absolutely. When you have that personal connection, you're more likely to think about the user experience, to consider the emotional impact of your work.
So it's not just about building a functional device. It's about building a device that really meets the needs of the people who are going to be using it.
Exactly. And it seems like this approach is really resonating with the team. They're more engaged, more collaborative, and their work is better than ever.
But there's still this underlying tension, right? Sam's health, that whole "I won't always be here" thing.
It's definitely there, like a shadow looming over everything.
Do you think that's pushing Marco to work even harder to make the most of the time he has?
I think so. It's like he's realizing that life is precious, that we need to make every moment count.
And maybe that's what Sam was trying to teach him all along, right?
Yeah.
Not to let a good outcome go to waste. To seize the moment and make a difference.
Yeah, I think you're right. And in a way, Marco's doing just that. He's taking Sam's advice and creating something truly special with Denali.
It's more than just a product launch. It's a legacy.
Absolutely. And I think that's the key takeaway here. Even in the world of software development, purpose matters. It can transform a team, elevate a product, and leave a lasting impact on the world.
So as you go about your day, Think about this. What's your Denali? What's that project, that goal, that endeavor that truly ignites your passion and gives you a sense of purpose? Because when you find it, and when you commit to it with your whole heart, amazing things can happen.